Blog Talk Radio. You know I love you. Think twice. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. Happy New Year, everyone. And thank you for taking the time out to tune in to this first program of the new year. It's 2024. Yes, you made it. So that speaks for a lot. And we're going to talk about that in this program and many to come. It'd be the will. So, with that said, we do have. I'm pleased and just pleasantly pumped up to say. Hold on, buckle up. Because we're going to bring your program to hopefully, and we believe, kick you off into a beautifully start into your new year. We have a very special guest, and I don't even like to use the term guest because it's more of a partner and mentor and colleague and so many other things to Productive News and myself. And for those of you on the broadcast list, you know who I'm referring to. If you'd like to get on the broadcast list, just drop me an email to productivenews@outlook.com, and we'll add you on so you can have a privy of who our guests are going to be for any given program. So here at Productive News, as always, we're bringing you news and information called from around the world, most typically within the United States, but we cross the borders from time to time to bring you that news and information. It's news that you can use. It's news that is intended to encourage you and inspire you and empower you, enlighten you, and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference for yourself and for your loved ones and those you care about. So, New Year, folks, and what's more important than your health? And on a holistic basis, we're not just talking physical here. In fact, by some standards, yours truly included, maybe not even the most important aspect of our health. I would say spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So we're going to talk about that, and a lot of our programming this year is going to be centered around that. Of course, we'll also be enlightening you on things such as the environment and technology and human civil rights and, well, international affairs, entertainment, money and finance, spirituality, and, of course, again, health and wellness, amongst many other things. And that's what we're going to be bringing you this year. Your input is always appreciated and encouraged. Again, productivenews@outlook.com. If you have topics and or guests that you would like to see us consider, please just bring it to our attention. We're going to vet them because anything that comes across our airwaves, you can be sure that you can do the research on for yourself and determine the validity, which we're so proud of, in anything that we bring to the airwaves. So a lot going on in all those areas that I just mentioned, the education, the technology, the spirituality, health and wellness, civic and, well, social issues, arts and culture, human and civil rights, so much, even politics, which I don't like to dabble into, but this is a political year, so I'd be remiss if I did not educate you on some things going on there. There's so much misinformation going on and, well, untold truths. So not only are we getting bad information, but in too many cases, we're not getting the information at all. What I like to say. And we're going to talk about some of those this evening as well. So our guest, for those of you who are panting and are not on the mail list, we have Miss Eula Pasternak. health and human energy expert, GMO expert, coming to the airwaves this evening. And she's the founder of, well, formerly, the Unity Center for Empowered Living, now Pure Life Energy Center. And she's just a community advocate, and a gregarious individual. And I'm just honored and pleased and proud to be a colleague and a friend and a protege, I'd even say. So with that said, we're going to get right into this evening, you know, just starting out with some of the things I'd like for Ms. Ula to speak on in terms of going into the new year and on a spiritual and energy basis, some things that we really, really need to consider. Because, folks, at the end of the day, we truly are spiritual beings. And we're going to really be delving into that this year. We're spiritual beings, and we're housed by this physicality. And we're going to learn why and how we can live more holistically as spiritual beings. Ula's with us right now. Ula, are you there in studio?
Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Happy New Year. Happy Four. Yes. Can you hear me okay?
You're clear as a bell.
Ah. Wonderful to hear.
So you heard the intro. Hopefully I didn't overspeak or underspeak, because I know you and I, we keep it real with one another. And every year is important. And I think as we age, whether you're 10 or 90, I think every additional year is more important for numerous reasons. Well, you know, we've got a year behind us to reflect on and learn from and grow by. And then, well, we have one less year, right, to be wherever or whatever our span is. So more important to utilize the time that we have remaining and make the difference that we're designed, I believe, individually to be. I'd like to talk a little bit about your perspective.
Absolutely. I appreciate the cyclicity of our life, cyclicity of our attention, pattern, and I would prefer to make good contributions, not only into my life, but to collective. So when we have what I call global holiday or larger group holiday, if we focus on the blessings, that helps our collective consciousness. So if we can shift into hopes and dreams for this year, and as you said, reflect on past, but focus on the good lessons, on what we have overcome and succeeded in, tame and minimize regrets, shame and guilt, or focus on sort of bad or challenging things and carry that into the new year. That hurts us, and we hurt each other if we have grievances and resentments, and depletes our collective consciousness. So I hope that I and my global team, my spiritual family efforts, will help others be practical about what our collective consciousness feeds us or depletes us, and be more productive. I love that word, especially on this program. Let's be productive, efficient,
and focus on the blessings, because those blessings will bring quicker results for the better. So our wishes can come true more quickly. Our desires will manifest and bless us so we can bless each other and help this world heal from all the grievances and past hurts that result in not just disagreements, but in abuse and violence and wars. That collective consciousness, harmful energies need to be expressed. And if we can focus on healing, and of course you and I believe in holistic healing, of the healing not just of the physical, but the mental and emotional and soul frequencies in ourselves, help others, it'll help the world heal. So New Year, hopefully, is a happy holiday, as was Kwanzaa, as was Christmas, as was Hanukkah, and all the other holidays. I love holidays when we celebrate light, whether it's Diwali, whether it's, there is actually a holiday for Saint Lucille in Sweden in December, and Dina is my formal name, so she's like, oh my goodness, actually, somebody saw my name, yay. I love discovering blessings and turning them into my blessing. And sometimes it's nice to hear that my advice was integrated into someone's life so they too focus on the blessings and joys and beauty and make strides in their recovery, in their ability to redirect the challenges, challenging thoughts, patterns. I was invited to be on a holistic summit that will be aired at the end of the month about hormonal health and holistic approaches to it. And the hostess asked me, well, what would you recommend for someone who wakes up and just doesn't want to get out of bed or just is not motivated because life is just unhappy and dark and challenging? And it's like, well, our attitude is a choice. It helps to have good tools to efficiently redirect, reformat, redo, reboot our attitude to make it better. But it takes effort. It takes focus. And it takes commitment and consistency, because then we break the pattern. If it's just one day, oh well. But if it's a pattern, then it's more challenging. And it might or might not take more work. So my advice was, okay, we wake up and confused or unhappy. How do we happify that morning? And what can we look forward to right away? If we're in discomfort, let's stretch a little before we get out of bed until we sort of like ground ourselves and then up. Okay, we look forward to going somewhere. Something beautiful. Will it be nice warm drink, smoothie? Something, look forward to that gives us pleasure. Merry, making fun, making something that will redirect the challenges. So we start the day in a better attitude and set up the day, or at least help the day flow better, so that goodness that we created comes back to us. So that we are pleasant to deal with and inspire others
by leading them with our and the beginning of a new year, and that's the beginning of my day, beginning of a good action to help assist, hire, support the way we would like to be supported. So I hope you're having a good day and a good night. How are you, Daryl?
I am having a very good day, and most importantly, because of my attitude. In fact, beyond most importantly, I would say 99% of my attitude is the reason for the way I feel. So I was just thinking about what you said about the workshop or seminar that you were asked to speak at and that you will be speaking at in the near future. And the question that came to you, what if an individual, hormonal situation, someone just doesn't want to even just get out of bed? And you know, I've experienced that with clients, and I'm sure our listeners, if they haven't experienced it, know someone that has. Some people refer to it as depression, but in many cases it is hormonal, which to some extent is physical. But you can't separate the physical from the mental and the emotional. That's science.
And that's reality.
I mean, just from a physical perspective, the adrenal glands, your stress glands, that's a physical thing. They're affected by your emotion. So when you said attitude, and I had to expound on that, because I could imagine, and I don't know to what extent, whether I'm speaking to the future, which I love to say because we have the archives, and I know that there are those that right now, as we're speaking, are listening to us. Well, right now, I can't say, but will be listening to us. And it'll be something that's going to happen in the future. So we're going back to the future, so to speak. And I can imagine, if not those who are listening live, or one or some, those who will be listening in the archives may have questioned that. And being health professionals, you and I understand that. We have those, well, I guess we could use the term cynical, clients. I know I've had them, and I'm sure you have, who are just kind of, they come in with the attitude of, I'm here because someone said I should come and see you, and but I don't know if there's any hope or help. And whoa, you want to go out and come back in? Because, you know, you're digging a hole for me in addition to what you're already dealing with to get you out of the hole when you come in with that type of an attitude. And so it may not be that extreme, but it may be those that might just say, reasonably now, well, easy for you to say. I mean, yeah, I'm having, you know, an emotional situation. I went through something with a relative or a friend or a coworker or a stranger, and it really impacted me because of what happened in that situation. It may have been emotional. It may have had other ties business-wise. And easy for you to say, just change your attitude. But the truth of the matter is, you can, and it's not necessarily easy. It even does take practice, which is why we have coaches like yourself and myself, Hula. But it can be done, and you know, it reminds me of the coal walkers. Coal, like COAL, and you've heard of how you can walk on the hot coals. It's mind over matter. And so if something devastating happens, one of the hardest things to do is to say, good, thank you. This gives me an opportunity to express and to expound and to expand on my ability to control my attitude. And there are not many weeks that go by that each of us don't have that opportunity. If it's just stubbing your toe, which we know can be very painful, especially if it's like the big toe or the little toe, or if you have a corn. I mean, that's just a small example. Or you open your car door and a big gust of wind comes by and bam, you hit the car next to yours. Or even worse, you're sitting in your car in the parking lot and a big gust of wind comes by and the car next to yours opens their door and bam, hits your car. And it's the kind of thing that can just ruin your day, right? Or you can say, you know what? It could have been far worse. I could have been sitting in a stoplight and an 18-wheeler can be smashing into me. It's not easy. But we can practice with the little things and say, oh, okay, this too will pass. How important will this be in 30 years or 10 years or 5 years upon my life? Well, it depends. If you're going for an interview that, you know, might have doubled your salary and you become late because of that, you might say, I'll never live it down. Well, you don't know, because if you lost your keys and you couldn't find them and trying to get to that interview on time, maybe you avoided a train wreck. So attitude, so, so important. And I'm saying and expounding on that again because we all go through it, and I go through it. And that's one of the things I'm really working on myself this year. When those little things happen that you don't want to happen, you don't want to lose your keys. You're trying to get somewhere on time. You were really going to actually be a little early. And now, what did I do? I normally always put them on that hook. The one time I don't have to be somewhere on time, I get a flat. This year we've got to learn to embrace certain circumstances that come at us that appear to be really devastating.
And handle them better.
Handle them better.
Because perfect. Okay. Maybe not perfect, but practice perfects the pattern that we want to change, that we want to embrace, that we want to learn and make it better. And that is what starts with us, with little shifts that will lead to bigger shifts and quicker shifts. So my knee-jerk reaction lessens into ouch, into oh, well, into ooh, what is this trying to teach me? Where am I with my energy? Where am I with my attitude? What does it reflect in me that I might not control or have awareness of? Because everything is trying to teach me something. How well I learn depends on me, my level of knowledge, awareness, experience, and approach to my challenges. Can I quickly shift into at least a neutral, like in the car, from being out of control and speeding and being angry and being a potential train wreck and hurt others, or putting a nice slow brake on it, just like, wait, slow down, because we don't want to get hurt or hurt others. And back to collective consciousness. Am I depositing into it good things? Or am I pulling from it because I'm needy, because I'm a victim, because I am stuck in my anger or resentment or hate? All of them are a choice. And of course, some of them are less challenging. Some of them are more challenging, as
patterns. I love to help others redirect this, oh, it runs in my family attitude. It's like, hey, well, then who's going to change it? Stop it. If it's a challenging pattern, whether it's with mental challenges or physical challenges or just being disconnected from source and not connecting to that light and inspiration and alchemy of love and joy, fire element that can come in to bless us so quickly if we know or choose to connect to it and do it as efficiently as possible, because different circumstances present different challenges and different levels of difficulty in shifting gears. But it is also up to us to know both our limits, where we are on the gauge or the spectrum of stability of skills that make that shift into a better gear, into a higher gear, more efficiently. And being, you know, on a radio, being in the public, we want to present the better side. We want to inspire. We want to share and help others uplift themselves. So we better walk our talk. Energy is felt. Yes, we can dress up nice and look up to par, but if we're still not feeling that way, then it's not fully authentic, and therefore it will not be fully effective. And even if we are having a bad day, how quickly can we fill up and offer that to the world when this is what we want to do? I was laughing with some of my colleagues and friends about family gatherings. Are our family holidays full of fun and joy and food, and everyone comes and leaves inspired? Or not? What is the choice? And what is the pattern? And what can we change and improve? Where am I in my readiness? Am I ready? Am I willing? When I'm able at the moment to help myself and offer help to others. Those, I hope and pray, are some of the questions that we can answer and shift into a better gear in 2024, because we are building a new world, in the world of more harmony and more peace and more beauty. So may the 2024 invite and bring more good people, good table, share that goodness and help each other and this world evolve into that better version that we would like to see. Be a better example. Be the hero see in the world. Be the Wonder Woman and Superman. Be a good, joyful, peaceful, passionate human living with purpose. That's what will build and birth a better world. If each one of us makes it a little better.
focus on better things. Allow better to be the fuel. Little by little things add up. And before we know it, we dance, we jump, we hop, we leap, and the world reflects it. And we have more things to celebrate. It really is that simple. And may it be simpler, may it be faster, may it be more fun in 2024. And I already look forward to our program next time because I will have more fun information and more precise information with pieces of astrology for 24, numerology for 2024, because my amazing teachers have webinars actually this Saturday and this Sunday that I will be watching. And I'm so excited because it's always amazing to receive good information so that I can integrate it into my plan. Or like the way we made it today on this spontaneous invitation, it's like, yes, let's do it. Let's start the next year on a program.
There's no time like the present.
Inspire each other and lift each other up so that others can tune in. We are on the radio, but tune in into our joy and our true admiration for each other because we work hard, we get good results, and want everyone else to make it better for themselves. Because then the world will want to make it better for others. Its frequency, its resonance, its vibration, it is universal. And those are the rules and the laws. And it's fun to see them in action, see the results, see good things happen to good people. Because I had an amazing day. So, yay.
Good people. That's beautiful. You know, back to what you were saying about the person that asked, you know, what happens if I'm not feeling well? Thinking holistically, from you know the energy perspective, and the work that you do with energy, do you have clients that come to you from time to time with that concern as you know part of the reason that they you know they seek your services, Lola?
That is why I trained hard and long to have tools, to have knowledge, and tested it on myself, how efficient those modalities, that knowledge is, because we all have challenges. I cannot judge. I have clients who come in that are telling me they feel like there are pieces missing, that they don't feel like this, they're like put in together, like where I don't understand what's going on. And some of that is because we might be focusing, we're getting like approach to ourselves and what you were already saying about physical, emotional, mental, and then I have tools for soul frequencies as well. And on some of the, you know, some of the lens I'm going to use by training as well. So I love to play with words. And holistic means holy. And if I put a W in front of holistic, it's holistic. How whole I feel.
where is my wholeness? Where, how holy do I feel? Where is my holiness? So when I wake up in a bad mood, it's like, uh-oh, what's weak? What's depleted? Is it my physical? Because I didn't take good care of myself the day before. Is it my mental? Because I'm stressed and I didn't manage that properly. Is it my emotional? And it's not about, you know, going into a lengthy reflection and spiral down whatever rabbit hole. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad. My life is so bad. No! Just checking in and then getting to fun work in making physical better, looking forward to something positive physically, making my mental better, because I want to look forward to thinking about pleasant, beautiful things. And then that follows my emotions, because if I look forward to something, then there is joy. There might be already a little passion, might be a little some excitement. And then if it's aligned with my purpose, then my soul is like, oh yeah, oh yeah, here we go, we're going, yep, it's a great day. And each one of us has a different level of that in our toolbox, in our, yes, it's called programming, but are we programmed by others, or am I a master of my own programming? Are my codes up to date? Have I upgraded my operating system? It's all available. But am I ready, willing, and able to invest in myself? And sometimes, like you mentioned, do the hard work and overcome challenges, because our ego might not want to lose control. Our subconscious junk enjoys torturing us. Like, ouch. No, that's not how I want to live. That's not what I'm willing to put up with. I will do better. I was challenged a little bit with my aging car that I absolutely adore. Mm-hmm. So I decided my car can be in charge of finding a better mechanic. And it did. And we had an amazing repair session with so many good metaphors, so much kindness and goodness exchanged. That is my proof that I'm doing my work to attract and exchange such goodness. That is how I choose to live my life and enjoy more better days than bad days. Because even when I'm not flowing well, when I'm being challenged and bombarded and maybe betrayed or falling into overgiving and pitying people, pitying is not productive. Empathy, yes. Sympathy, no. I can redirect it more quickly and therefore fill up more quickly and over, and maybe sometimes like today I'm bubbling, I'm overflowing. And that is what I want to share. So it's not even me and what I need for myself. It's the overflow of my passion and my joy and my confidence in who I am and what I represent. And that is what I wish everyone to experience more frequently in 2024. It is just from 2024. We will work with the frequency of number 8. And that is a very stabilizing number. And please connect to the beauty of that number as music, as scales, and allow the blessing of those frequencies of inspiration. inspiration that can come through music to be already buzzing and playing and uplifting us. Because that can be a choice. And a fun choice. An inspiring choice.
Well, I was just thinking of a physicality. I'm back to the hormone piece because it's something that I've been studying. It's one of the pieces that I want to expound on. And I was talking about untold truths earlier. And we were talking about the effects of attitude and stress. A negative attitude, I believe, leads to stress. I think that's reasonable to ascertain. If it's something that's negative and you could take it one way or another, if someone says to you as you're standing in the supermarket, you know, nice shoes, and you take it sarcastic, like, oh, he's trying to, or she's trying to be smart. Well, maybe they're sincere. I mean, you know, maybe they aren't being sarcastic. And more than likely they are being complimentary. But an individual has a choice to say, is she being smart or is he being a smart aleck? Or are they being complimentary? It's an attitude. Now, if you take the negative attitude, that's stressful because that leads to other emotions, anger, sorrow, insecurity. Those are all emotions that contribute to stress. Where I'm headed with this is it's a known fact that stress affects cortisol. I was talking about the adrenals earlier.
Yes.
And that ties into estrogen. And, you know, you're familiar with estrogen, progesterone, dilemma.
Yeah. Vitamins. Eating our vitamins. Oh, yes.
So just the stress alone, if you're adding, you know, that excess unnecessary cortisol into your bloodstream, you're increasing estrogen unnecessarily. And the problem is often not lack of estrogen, it's too much estrogen that causes hormonal imbalances, and a significant amount of that is just simply stress and attitude. Of course, there are other things like xenoestrogen, and that gets into the thing that you're so well-versed at, which is your pesticides in the soil and the
hormone interrupters,
EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, and those kinds of things create what are known as xenoestrogens. And it's just important that, you know, the listeners are aware because so often, well, maybe not so often, but even if it's occasionally on another spectrum or side of that scale that, you know, a doctor is recommending, you know, HRT, you know, hormone replacement therapy. And we you know, those have significant side effects to them. You know, a more natural approach might be something that
bioidentical, which are, you know, a lot more acceptable and to the body than the synthetic hormones. Absolutely, allowing the research to guide us, but also training our senses. So that our senses can help us assess better if somebody is sarcastic and we are in danger, and then respond to it with good fight and flight, or engaging in a pleasant conversation because someone is being kind, and flow joy and happy hormones and creating a wave of it around us in the line. And I was so almost obnoxious, but expressed my joys of a long line in the post office with understaffed Collegeville post office, and we almost had a party. Happy holidays to us. Laughing all the way online to the window with the postwoman that had been so gracious, Chinese American, as some of the people, because they were impatient, may have had a hard time understanding. Oh my goodness, I love when we can have spontaneous mini parties like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone leaves the line better, feeling better, sounding better than when they came in. And those are my joys in life and my happy hormone building strategies that I love.
I love that term, happy hormones. Yeah. And we can create them. And it's not a female thing only, by the way, to my gentlemen listeners. And testosterone, that's a hormone. It's the same effect. So we want happy hormones. It's so important. And, I mean, if you look now at the prevalence of hormonal imbalances, both in male and female, and you compare that to 50, 60 years ago, it's exponential. You say, wait a minute, we have so much more technology, so much more medical knowledge, but how is it approaching off the chart, relatively speaking, to a chart 40 years ago? And
of
so is there a coincidence to the information that we're exposed to, the negativity that we're exposed to, what's on television today versus what was on television 30, 40 years ago, the things we're exposed to on mainstream media, all very stressful.
What
and
are
we
the
wonder,
choices?
Why are cancer so high now as opposed to with all the new technology? So you see, it comes back to that tie, what you were just talking about in the beginning of this program, how that attitude is so important. And as much as it may seem like, yeah, easy for you to say, it's well worth the exercise that you were referring to, practicing that control of your attitude and how you respond to situations. And it's not easy. It's like that hair care commercial. I'm my own client.
I'm my own teacher. Not that I know best, but
yeah,
that I will follow my own good advice and walk the talk, including get down and move. Do something to shift into something better. It depends on me, and I have the choice of either being in charge, being in control, or for me, somebody rescue me, somebody save me because I'm helpless. And it's a range. Sometimes, yes, a little help from a friend will help me shift gears much faster. But sometimes I'm being silly and I want to be rescued and deplete somebody else because I am unwilling to kick my own butt, get into a better and move to do something so that cover and then I can be of service to others. And those are our little choices that lead to better patterns. And it all starts with our awareness, our ability to be ready and willing. Build that confidence, build that trust that we have enough, we do enough, we have enough, and want to do better because we are here on earth as divine humans to do better for ourselves and for each other. That's the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Not just stuck on a rock. and in being miserable. Yes, we all face dangers. We all might run on cortisol and fight and flight and be inflamed from everything, all the stress and all the challenges. But it is up to us to manage it better. Am I managing my life? Or is my life in such distress that I need someone else to take over and manage it for me? If it's temporary, it's a different story. But if it is my permanent attitude, then I would become a drain to others and give up my independence and my free will, my nature, and against my purpose. Every one of us here has free will as an important tool to exercise and choose better, make better decisions, learn what is the challenge trying to teach me versus, oh no, why is it happening to me? Like, uh-oh, victim, or will this battle be a victory? Will this challenge be fun because I make learning from it and overcoming it fun? Yes, I tripped and stabbed my toe. So, ow! Well, that was silly. I would have if I paid attention, not stabbed my toe. Because I do have pretty good spatial awareness. Oops. That one. Or, yeah, Wonder Woman that would like to have four arms had too many things in the arms and carrying them. Of course, I'm not going to see what's under the bags and boxes in my arms. But of course I can trip. Or something will fall off and maybe break. Where do I put my attention, myself, because something fell and broke? Or am I going to, like, oops, okay, yep, I overdid it. Okay, next, redirect as quickly as possible without dipping into anger and hate and all kinds of negative charged emotions. And send it out into the world. Couldn't control them. And they can become a pattern. Or they already are a pattern because this is maybe what I was exposed to. And maybe consider, well, that's just the way things are. Everybody is a narcissist. Everybody is selfish. Everybody is unpleasant or nasty or predators. No! I want to know when I'm safe. I want to be afraid when I'm in danger. I want to feel it. Because I want to protect myself. But I choose to train so that I have pretty good spatial or situational awareness and can spot the predator with my senses. Like, nope, not going in that direction. He or she can be a predator, just don't prey on me. Because I will not allow it. It's sad that you need it, but it's your business, not mine. I will focus on my goals, my dreams, my safety, and proceed to act on it. And if I'm asked to help, I help. Or if I offer help without being asked, it is unconditional. Oh, well, thank you is nice. But I help and go about my day.
on my merry way. Choices in life. Reflect, evaluate, and move on. Shame, guilt, that so many are trapped by and weakened by is not of the light. Tough love, that's a very unpleasant and all out. There's way too many stresses now, like you mentioned, from overloaded nervous system, mental body with bombardment by information, by microwave, all kinds of interference with our peace, inner peace. So that's why I chose to really, truly invest in the good tools, good knowledge, test it out to be effective in maintaining my safety, my joy, calmness, that I now know is superpower, is my pleasure, feel, and come back to as quickly as I can, because now it's fun. It takes me less time, and I enjoy knowing that I can be more efficient in getting back into that inner peace. My challenge seems big and just like, okay, well, I don't know how I'm going to manage, but I trust that I will, because I know the chain reaction. I want to be productive. I want to be efficient. And I wish that desire to resonate with everyone listening. Let's do better. More good. As quickly as
I love that.
Get our lives in lives of others that want that in their life and mean it. Because we will sense when somebody's pretending, oh, yeah, I want to grow. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I want. But they don't act on it. They don't do research. They don't try to change their ways. So the words are fairly empty because they don't follow with action. And if we want we have to change our ways. We have to do things differently. And that's what I hope and pray and wish for our listeners. Have a productive, pleasant new year filled with more of what you wish for, what you want, what you have already started to your life. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2024. Wow. I look forward to next program because I will have more details, juicy details to share.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I love the way you kind of encapsulated it when you said, you know, we're going to have challenges. I mean, we know that. You know, we're going to get off the air and our listeners are going to in the program, and they're going to perhaps get a phone call. It may be a relative or a friend, and it may not be something that they want to hear. But you said trust. I think your words were, I wrote it down, trust that you will manage the challenges. And before that, you were saying, and you said this throughout, you said choices. Choices. We have choices. That's what makes us different than the chair we're sitting in. We're all energy. Come on now, remember science? Well, maybe you don't remember science. Well, I talk about this all the time, so I'll just give a little primer to our listeners that don't remember. There's a proton. I'm thinking nutrition. There's a proton. There's a neutron. There's an electron. Okay, these are basic science, right? And they revolve around and within something that's called an atom. And all things are made of atoms, and atoms collectively make matter. Matter makes substance. Substance are things that, including our cells, our skin, and the chair we're sitting in, the ink pen that's in our hands, whatever it is. The difference is there's a life energy. The human genome is given, and it allows us to make choices. And you said, we're going to wrap on this, trust that you will manage the challenges. In other words, make the choice to trust. If we can end on anything, I would say, folks, let's, not me pointing a finger at you, me looking at the thumb coming back at me and the four fingers going out to all of our listeners, including my good friend and mentor, Ola, let's make choices. I love that theme. Choices. Let's trust that we'll manage the challenges. Ola, thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm looking forward to next week. And we're going to have some interesting things. I have a primer I want to share about wrapping up 2023 and moving into 2024. And these things aren't going to take place over the next week. We don't do things quick and haphazardly here on Productive News. We do it nice and collectively, and we do it with good organization. And that's what we want more of. I think all of us could use that. With that said, Ola, my friend, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and yours. Happy New Year to all the listeners. Until we come back again, tell someone that you care about. Tell them that you care about them, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. So let someone know that you love them and give love a chance. Let it be your guide. Let it be your spiritual guide. And know that you have a choice to make choices. Ola, God bless you. God bless all the listeners. And Ola, how can someone get in touch with you? Because I know that you're going to be doing more and more seminars. You're more in demand nationwide. But if someone does want to reach out to you and get some information and some advice, or maybe even book you for a seminar or the like, how would they touch base with you?
The easiest, my email, my last name, Pasternak, my initial L, at outlook.com, or shoot me a text or a call, 610-850-3319. My website is purelife.center. Thank you, listeners. God bless. Happy 2024. Looking forward to our next program.
Thank you, Ola. Well, folks, that wraps up another edition of Productive News Weekly. We've had our special guest, well, our friend, Miss Ola Pasternak. You want to reach out to her. You want to reach out to her at Pasternak, Pasternakl, at outlook.com. You can reach her by phone. Now, how good is that? 610-850-3319. And you can catch her on the website at purelifecenter.com. Of course, you can reach out to me at productivenews@outlook.com. Looking forward to connecting. Here for you. Anything that I can do to help you or yours. We're back, full swing, serving clients around the country. Anything we can do. You can go to essenceoflifecenter.com, the website or the blog. And we're just here to help. Well, thank you so much. So we're going to close on one of my favorites. We're going to accent the positive. I love closing out on that tune. It's just so cool.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The time.
topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing my attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did the